to the sun, and then, seeing the girl under the awning, he uttered a long, even grunt of disapproval. If he had intended thereby to obtain a rise of any sort, he was doomed to disappointment. The girl calmly turned over two pages, turned back one, raised the lemon mechanically to tasting distance, and then, very faintly but quite unmistakably, yawned. "Ardita," said the gray-haired man sternly. Ardita uttered a small sound, indicating nothing. "Ardita," he repeated, "Ardita!" Ardita raised the lemon languidly, allowing three words to slip out before it reached her tongue. "Oh, shut up." "Ardita!" "What?" "Will you listen to me, or will I have to get a servant to hold you while I talk to you?" The lemon descended very slowly and scornfully. "Put it in writing." "Will you have the decency to close that abominable book and discard that damn lemon for 2 minutes?" "Oh, can't you let me alone for a second?" "Ardita, I have just received a telephone message from the shore." "Telephone?" She showed for the first time a faint interest. "Yes, it was..." "Do you mean to say," she interrupted wonderingly, "had they let you run a wire out here?" "Yes, and just now..." "Won't other boats bump into it?" "No, it's run along the bottom. 5 minutes..." "Well, I'll be darned. Gosh, science is golden or something, isn't it?" "Will you let me say what I started to?"
"Shoot."
"Well, it seems... Well, I am up here..." He paused and swallowed several times distractedly. "Oh, yes. Young woman, Colonel Morland has called me up again to ask me to be sure to bring you in to dinner. His son Toby has come all the way from New York to meet you, and he's invited several other young people. For the last time, will you..." "No," said Ardita shortly, "I won't. I came along on this darn cruise with the one idea of going to Palm Beach, and you knew it. And I absolutely refuse to meet any darn old colonel, or any darn young Toby, or any darn old young people, or to set foot in any other darn old town in this crazy state. So you either take me to Palm Beach, or else shut up and go away." "Very well. This is the last straw. In your infatuation for this man, a man who is notorious for his excesses, a man your father would not have allowed to so much as mention your name, you have reflected the demi-monde rather than the circles in which you have presumably grown up."